Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, God. Well, welcome again to St. Francis on this glorious Easter day. And I just want to remind you that God's creation is greater than we can understand. And as we listen to this story today, some of it is greater than I'll say I can understand. But the miracle of what happened rests in our hearts, and our life is involved in learning to understand exactly what that means to us and to others. Wilhelmina kind of preached some of my sermon for me, so thank you, Wilhelmina. The question of how could they? I don't know about you, but I've asked that question often. How could they do that to Jesus? One day hailing him as Messiah, and a week later putting him on the cross. How could they? One day hailing Jesus, calling to him, save us, hallelujah, hosanna. And then a week later yelling, crucify him, crucify him. The only reason they could do that was because it was God's plan. God's way of redeeming us. God's way of gathering us all together, preparing us for eternal life. Even though Wilhelmina has already kind of preached most of my sermon, that's not going to stop me from making a few suggestions or words of reflection. But what I know today, what I know right now, is that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, indeed rests in this place, in St. Francis Church. Now, I use the word rest because, indeed, that's what we do when we come to church. We come to rest in the Lord, to rest in the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, to rest in the arms of Jesus. And in that time of rest here today, we become re-energized to go into the world and do it all again for another week. The image of resting brings me to a place where I feel safe, to really be able to rest. I need to feel safe. And the church is the place where we can indeed feel safe from the world for a bit each Sunday morning. There are two quotes that come to mind as I think about worshiping today. The first is from the Iona community. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It has been made ready for those who love him and those who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. You have been, those of you who have been here often and those of you have not been here at all. Those of you who have tried to follow and those of you who had failed. Come, not because it is we who invite you, it is our Lord. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. The second is from Eucharistic Prayer C. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Together today, we come to the table and celebrate the good news of the gospel. We come together to rest in the knowledge that Jesus came, Jesus died, and Jesus was resurrected for us. So no matter what goes on in the world outside these walls, inside we can come here to be safe and to rest and renew. No matter how concerned we are about what is happening outside these walls, we can come in and put that aside. Matthew says, come unto me, all that ye travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. refresh. We come here for rest and for refreshment. Rest from all that distracts us from hope, all that distracts us from peace. Today, I invite you to be refreshed with the promise of eternal life to be with Jesus. Each one of us comes here for a different reason today. I don't know what it is in your heart that brought you here. I just know that what's in my heart that brought me here is the knowledge that the gospel that we read today is true, that what happened to Jesus and what Jesus did for us is true. And as we leave from this place, I pray that you will take the alleluias with them and shout them wherever you are. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.